Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everyone. It's Jack from Cultaholic. You are joined by a very tired trio of boys. It's myself. What are you laughing at there?
I've never been called a boy before.
Trio of boys. It's myself, Ross and Andrew. And Tony Khan was a selfish man because he had the audacity to schedule his big show directly after the summer party, the work summer party. Yes. So we're all flagging. And now there's another show this weekend on Saturday, I believe.
Well, is Jack.
It's WWE Money in the Bank 2022, and we are here with nine wonderful pitches. Mine are weak, like mine are bad.
I think all three of us kind of forgot we were recording today.
No, well, speak for yourselves. Because
I'm not
as
saying.
Always, I've brought my aim game to the pitches video.
Of course,
A Town Down. Yeah, I'm ready for it.
Andrew, how are you feeling about yours?
Yeah. Let's do them.
Let's do them. Let's do the pitches.
No, I want more enthusiasm.
Yes!
Let's do them!
Boys. If you've never seen one of these videos before, we go around in a circle. Ross, Andrew, myself. And we're left with nine wonderful pitches for Money in the Bank. But remember, it's not what we think is going to happen.
It's what we want to happen.
This time for Africa. Zamanamana. Hey, hey, waka, waka, hey, hey.
What's going on? Ross? Do you want to give us your first pitch, please?
Right. This first one, admittedly, is rather far-fetched, everybody, because it involves Roman Reigns required to work this week's SmackDown and also other SmackDowns in the future as well. So that's why it's far-fetched, because he doesn't do that anymore, does he? The bastard. So Sami Zayn is in my bloodline, but we're still not quite sure if he's in Roman Reigns' bloodline. Mm-hmm. Because to be honest with you, Roman Reigns is quite unreasonable, isn't he?
A little bit.
Quite unreasonable. As Keith Lee would say on AEW. So my first pitch starts on this week's SmackDown, where we see a tooted up Sami Zayn, not literally, just in his Kvorka. Like, oh, I'm the cock of the walk now, I'm Sami Zayn. He finally has the Kvorka to walk into Roman Reigns' locker room, so he does Sami Zayn. Of course, on last week's SmackDown, he sort of got to the door. Needed to go to the toilet, didn't he?
Too scared.
Have a big poo. We see him say, hello, Roman, bonny lad. I've got something to tell you. I've got something to say. The door closes, and now many may call it the forbidden door now.
Was that Billy Ocean?
It was, yeah. And he called it the forbidden door now because we, the fans watching the show, are not allowed to hear and or see what is happening on the other side of Roman Reigns' door. It's a forbidden door, everybody. Money in the Bank rolls around on Saturday evening, and in the closing stages of the match, the men's Money in the Bank ladder match, that is, Sammy is up the top of the ladder with insert name here. I've put Riddle down here, but it's inconsequential either way. It could go either way between Sami Zayn and this other man. It's tantalizing stuff. We hear Roman Reigns' music hit with both men atop the ladder, and with the rest of the field knocked out, both men freeze, because if you ask Mustafa Ali, that's exactly what happens when you're atop the ladder at Money in the Bank and someone else's music hits. You know, we're talking about 2019. Yeah. The Usos appear from the other side of the ring to the ramp, so like the commentary table side in the WWE. Blindside and Riddle and Sammy are top of the ladder. They attack Riddle, allowing Sami Zayn to become Mr. Money in the Bank. Roman Reigns then appears atop the ramp now and does a really cool nod to Sami Zayn. Sami does a proper nervous virgin nerdy one back to Roman. What would that look like, Andrew?
Oh, very good.
Look at that method acting there. Like, Sammy's really at the table.
Nasty thing to say.
Next week's SmackDown, we learn that Sammy finally had the bollocks to pitch the thing he was saying on last week's SmackDown directly to Roman. If he wins Money in the Bank, he'll protect Roman's status as the champion. As the weeks go on, Roman's getting pulled to get the briefcase off of Sammy because basically, since he's now part of the Bloodline, that contract belongs to the Bloodline, so it does. But Sammy, through hook or by crook, he just doesn't let Paul get this, get the briefcase and the contract off him, but he does stuff to prove his loyalty to the tribal chief on the weekly. I'm thinking foot rubs for Roman. I'm thinking massages. I'm thinking helping the Usos to win matches, that kind of thing, just to prove his loyalty, you know, to the tribal chief, to keep his place at the table. Eventually, they were going all the way to SummerSlam with this one, baby, and Sammy's holding up holding the warm up bag for Roman Reigns on the evening. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A bit of punches and that we see on NXT sometimes. Roman's got a plan for Sammy. Sammy's going to get involved to ensure Roman keeps the ooh woo in Roman's match against Brock Lesnar, so he is. Roman retains the ooh woo woo, so he does, thanks in part to Sami Zayn. Lesnar's been conked oot. Knocked out, as he would say up here. Sammy's twatted him multiple times. I've lost myself in the...
No, I get the point of it.
Yeah, Brock's knocked out because of Sammy. Sammy's got involved, let's just say, with a chair. He's just twatted Brock Lesnar loads of times to make Brock Lesnar stay down for the 10 count. It is a last man standing match, of course, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
In the midst of the celebration, Sammy then twats Roman with the chair and pins him to become ooh-woo. The master manipulator strikes again. What a bastard. Not really on board with this petty little bitch version of Drew McIntyre winning the briefcase is what seems to be going to happen on Sunday. And to be honest with you, I'm not really on board with Rollins repeating history either. So this is who I want to see winning. Of course, this is pitches where we say what we want to happen. This is better, I would say, than those two options that I've written down here, despite it really cheapening Roman's massive reign.
He's massive.
Sammy comes out of this as one of the greatest heels in professional wrestling history, due to not only the way he's played Roman like a fiddle, but the way he's played the rest of us watching like fiddles too. Fiddle-dee-dee.
Wow.
So there you go. There's a long and winding road to SummerSlam where Sami Zayn becomes the ooh-woo.
What you've done here is you've already addressed the main criticism of that pitch, which is that it cheapens Roman's reign. You've given me nothing to say back, just like Owen gave that woman nothing to say back in that rap battle at the summer party that he had.
I'm glad you clarified that. Set the scene for you. We went to a caravan park where there was children's entertainment on, and part of the children's entertainment saw two unsuspected adults get requested up to the stage, and with no warning, the lady who was hosting the children's event that was like, just here, rap, Owen, now. Yeah. What did he say?
I can do it word for word if you want. He went, my name's Owen. I like to edit stuff. I wear nice clothes. I don't dress like a scruff.
No, he doesn't. No. The microphone was passed over to the unsuspecting lady on the other side of the screen. She stood up.
Yep. Oh. She got anything? No.
She turned around and didn't even say a word.
Say,
Owen murdered that bitch.
It was like the end of 8 Mile. Everybody from the 313. That's a true story that really happened at the summer party. Yes. I keep saying Christmas
party. The Christmas
party.
Summer party.
It was like Christmas every day.
It was.
Like Christmas, Ross, it's a yes from me.
Go on then.
Yeah, there you go. I like it. I know that it cheapens Roman's massive reign, as you've said, but I'm a big fan of Sammy. And throughout the years, I think he's never really, since he came up from NXT, he's never been given what he deserves. And this is what he deserves. Mm. He's a very talented man, very funny man. And I just want him to win.
You know what? Also, I'm sat here thinking, how long are we going to speculate as professional wrestling YouTubers who's going to be the person to beat Roman Reigns? It's time to end it now.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yes, it is.
Jesus. It's a yes from me. It's a yes from me. Big fan of Sammy. I think this would be a... It's always nice to have more Sammy on TV, isn't it, as well? I don't know. We'll get to it in one of my pitches, but I was like, what if all of this... The Bloodline takes so much advantage of Sammy that it kind of turns around and he becomes a big old baby face again. Unexpectedly.
The crowd would love it. Yeah, they would. Well, we would.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's... Well, I might get into it next, eh? I'll get into it next, but it's a yes from me. It's a yes from me.
Go on then, Andrew.
All right then. Leading into this, kind of similar, Ross A. So Men's Money in the Bank ladder match.
Ross A.
I can see personally Seth Rollins winning the match, IRL in real life.
I'm part of the Drew crew. IRL.
Are you part of the Drew crew?
I think Ross is as well.
I'm part of the Drew crew.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
in terms of predicting,
I think maybe Seth Rollins.
Fair enough.
But yes, I'm not going to go with Seth Rollins. What if? What if everybody? Ooh,
here we go.
Things like the dreams, you know, in the dreams because.
Yep.
And then we'll go to, and then we'll go.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
People know how this works.
I'm tired.
People sit at home actually with their eyes closed, picturing what happens as comes out our mouths.
Right, I'm going to get on with it. Towards the end of the match, Riddle and Seth Rollins are the last ones standing in the ring. Everyone else is on the outside. Sammy's probably, he's buggered off out the arena at the start. He's just run. He's gone. Because, okay, you know, everyone's always chasing him out, doing this, that, and the other. He's getting out of the way. There's the classic ladders side by side shot in the ring, right? So you've got a ladder there and another ladder there. And another ladder is bridged from those said ladders to the ropes as well. So, you know, like where you get, you know, like where you get a powerbomb spot. So there's two ladders set up. Yeah. So I guess like the legs can stretch to both things. And yeah, bridged over there like that. So you've got Seth Rollins and Riddle. They each climb a ladder. There's a lot of back and forth, and it looks as though Riddle is about to hit like a super RKO on Seth Rollins. But no, it's countered, and Riddle takes the back body drop. Seth is but mere millimeters away from securing the briefcase. But as if from thin air, Sami Zayn flies from the turnbuckle, jumping on the ladder, standing next to Seth. But at the same time, right, it hits like a super helluva kick. Boom. Like, whoa. He's athletic. He can stretch. Straight in the mush of Rollins. Sami Zayn steals the briefcase, right? And then I was thinking, basically from here, I'd like to see a story where Sammy presents this briefcase to Paul Heyman and Roman Reigns, and he's like, look, I won this for you, for the bloodline. No one's going to be able to take advantage of you as long as I'm holding the case. So please, can I become a true official member of the bloodline? And now Roman accepts this, but on one condition. Sammy must go through an initiation test first, right? Roman needs to know he's tough and bold enough to become welcomed into the family. So he offers Sammy a match for proving his loyalty to the group. Roman's going to put his title on the line as well. However, Sammy must also put the briefcase on the line in the same match, not to cash it in, just put it on the line to prove there'll be no shenanigans in an effort to really test Zayn's trust. So Zayn accepts, but obviously he's double-guessing himself, you see. He thinks, well, since this is a loyalty test, of course, you know, to the tribal chief, he just want me to take the pin. Easy. So in the match, he just lays down and allows Roman to pin him, with the tribal chief retaining the title and also holding the Money in the Bank briefcase. So Roman, all along, he'd hoped this would be the plan in the first place. So from there, we can see Sammy gradually realize that he's been screwed out of the opportunity. The bloodline never had any plans for him other than to take advantage of him. So we get the program between the two down the line where the crowd really get behind Sammy and he's turning babyface again, just taking Roman to his limits in a match somewhere, but obviously to no avail. And then, right, stick with me with this one. This finally rolls over to WrestleMania where it's Cody, presumably winning the Rumble. He faces Roman Reigns, right? Cody wins the match. He beats Reigns clean in an absolute slobber knocker. But then Roman uses the briefcase again to cash straight in after an attempt to try and get the belts back, only for Cody to pin him again to really solidify the fact that he's now the very top star in the WWE, and Reigns has indeed been toppled.
Whoa.
You're going to cause some sort of national incident in America if you have Cody Rhodes cashed in on like that for that split second.
Yeah, but we all think, oh no, it's all going to happen. It's all going to happen. Cody gets it again.
Got to say, it's a yes overall.
Yeah.
Because right at the end, that saved it. I love the little, the little swerves. But in your world, Sami Zayn's an idiot, man. He's a big idiot.
But I mean, he is right now on the TV, though. If you think about
it. What is he, though?
I think he's cunning.
Or is he the master manipulator?
I don't know.
Honestly, the
bastard.
The difference between your two pitches is quite interesting to see, actually. It's quite a stark difference.
One's right and one's wrong.
No, it's a yes for both for me. It's a yes for both.
I'm going to say no to Andrews, but not because of the pitch.
Yeah.
But because if it came to fruition, I've got no faith in WWE booking Sami Zayn as a good baby face.
Yeah.
Because we all know Sammy's got that humour like Kevin Owens where it's like, oh, flipping comment here, and flipping comment there. And it's funny, but I don't think they'll have him do that, would they?
I guess maybe not.
Not your issue.
Yeah.
My issue with the company.
Issue with the company at the moment. That's fair enough. That's all right.
It was a good pitch, though.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
No problem.
Fair enough. I'm going to shift gears now. And we're going to go to the SmackDown Women's match. Stolen Ross's thing. Shifting gears.
Wattish.
No, we're shifting gears. Wattish.
Yes.
Tish.
It's the SmackDown Women's title match between Ronda Rousey and Natalia.
This is the one.
Oh, yeah. I put Ronda beats Natalya in seconds. It's really messy. Natalia's bleeding everywhere. I didn't need to put that.
No,
that's got nothing to do with
it.
That's got
Jesus.
Nothing to do with the, I don't know why I put that. Ronda gets on the mic and says, no. It's why
no,
I put,
no.
I put that in to try and throw myself off when I wrote this. No, it's not going down like that. Up the borough, I've put.
Up the borough.
Which was Ross's catchphrase this past weekend for some reason. I don't know why.
Because I went for drinks the weekend before with someone who was from, actually from Hartlepool, as I've learned since. And he would often say, up the borough.
Borough.
But just with that little A, the R sound. I'm sure I've got some sort of mild form of Tourette's where if I say something and I keep having to say it because it feels nice in my head.
You said it that?
Yeah,
said
I get
said
that.
Said it for
I
2 days
well.
In a row. Said it for 2 full days. She goes, I want another opponent now. Do you know what? I actually scoured the card to see if anyone on the card was from one of the 5 boroughs of New York. So there's not a single New York person, so I just had to force it in.
Is Staten Island not one? Carmella?
She's not. I just went on the Wikipedia and I think she's from Boston, but you're right. It would have worked so well. Yeah.
That would.
Never mind. Ronda goes, I want another opponent out here right now. It's not going to be a surprise to these lads because I checked with them beforehand to make sure I wasn't clashing if they'd done a pitch for the Ronda and Natalya thing. But for you guys, it's Bayley.
God, careful.
I've put here.
Table name went flying there.
If one of the lads has already mentioned Bayley, change it to Sasha Banks. That's even less likely, but let's not pretend these pitches get any more realistic from here on out, I've said about my own pitches.
I like it.
Bayley, that we get a really interesting dynamic of the match because I think everyone would be delighted to see Bayley back, even though she's the heel. Mm. So she's tried every trick in the book to get one over on the more physically dominant Ronda, who the crowd are meant to cheer for, but I think that they'll be cheering for Bayley. And she's trying all sorts of cheating little tactics. Mm. She's also being quite tactical. I've said, liken it to the match Ross liked back in NXT. So do you remember when Bayley had a match against Eva Marie and she had to like just escape?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I remember you mentioning that match and you're quite a fan of it.
Yeah.
And whenever Eva Marie was brought up and everyone went, she's rubbish, she's never had a good match, I'd always think, well, no, Ross said she had a good match.
And right? Eva Marie ended Asuka's streak before Charlotte Flair did.
Well, she eliminated her from
the bottom. She eliminated her, yeah.
That counts in my book.
Bayley wins, and maybe with her feet on the ropes or whatever, Ooh. And we have a new feud with Ronda trying to get the belt back from Bayley over the next few months, and Bayley enlisting the help of a new stable, the Bayley Buddies, to keep her at bay. Who's in the Bayley Buddies, you ask?
Yes.
Let me tell you, it's Chad Gable, Otis, Drew Gulak, and Shanky. There we go. There's the Bayley Buddies.
There's the thumbnail.
Matching fluorescent t-shirts. Shanky's, it's comical because he's so much bigger than everyone else.
Oh, because he can be like, do you remember when she had all the things?
He can do that. He can do that. He can dress as one of them.
Yeah.
He can literally just get one of them and put them on. He'll be
It'll be good. That's it. That's my pitch. Then.
It's a rip roaring yes from me.
Thank you very
rip
much.
Rip roaring.
Thank Whoa. You. Yeah, Rick Rowan yesterday. Who doesn't want to see Bayley back at this point?
Hello.
We all want to see Bayley back. And no matter what she does, I think whatever she's given, whatever she does, is going to be over with the fans anyway because we've been waiting for her to come back forever. Mm-hmm. And she was one of the best things as well about the pandemic era of WWE.
She busted her ass.
She did.
To drag us through the pandemic era. And she deserves a lot more.
She does. She does. Yes.
Thank you very much.
You're Cheers. Welcome.
Ross, your second pitch, please.
Well, I don't know if I'm resigned to Drew McIntyre winning the men's match. But I think I am, and I've given myself a challenge here today because, as I said earlier, I'm not on board with it, but I've given myself a challenge to have Drew McIntyre win the match, but also have me be a happy camper.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
This will have me screaming, I'm a happy camper, if it actually happens. If Drew's going to win Money in the Bank and then go on to announce that he's going to face Roman Reigns at Clash at the Castle, here is how he's going to do it. The only acceptable way this pissy, moaning little bitch on SmackDown is just a massive hairy bollocks I've written down there because that sentence makes sense and I wasn't rushing to write this down. Anyway, Sheamus, let's picture the scene, everybody. Close your eyes, everybody. Sheamus is at the bottom of the ladder. He's just about to start the climb to the top of the ladder with the aim of retrieving the briefcase.
Close your eyes.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, picture this one.
I am.
Drew is going to get out his massive sword, not a euphemism, his literal massive sword called Angela, named after his dead mother. And he's going to throw the sword, just picture he's on the ringside area now, he's going to throw the sword sideways. So it's going to be spinning through the air like a helicopter's propeller, the top one, not the side one. People in the crowd, obviously, in the path of the flying sword, are going to have their wits about them because potentially we could see a decapitation if people aren't careful. So if you are in the path of the sword, please keep your wits about you. That's what I'm doing here now. The sword is going to be spinning so vigorously, it acts as a chopping device and slices straight through the chain that is attaching the briefcase to the roof of the arena. Next slide, please. Drew is then going to run at Sheamus. So Drew's on the floor, obviously, ringside. He's going to hop in the ring and run at Sheamus. And because Sheamus still hasn't started his climb, because he's like, what's this massive hairy ballocks doing, throwing his sword like that? He's just going to be looking up, isn't he, going, oh, what the hell's going on here? Drew's going to claymore Sheamus. And as he lands on his back, he's going to catch the briefcase, which has now fallen into his waiting arms. Yes, just like when Gromit catches Feathers McGraw in the milk bottle at the end of The Wrong Trousers.
Yes.
That is how you get on board with a pissy, moaning, whining bitch who does your tits in every single week on SmackDown. Oh, Adam Pearce, you're not giving me what I want. Oh. Shut up, Drew. Claymore someone and slice the chain with a sword and catch it in one fell swoop.
Whoa.
So Ross is, just to clarify, he's talking about Drew the persona on screen, not Drew the man. I just thought I'd say that because there was a lot of vitriol aimed at Drew there.
Yeah.
But yes, no, it's a cool move, isn't it?
It's really cool.
I want to see that gets a yes from me just solely for the purpose of me wanting to see all this sword play. Not a euphemism. The actual,
you know what you're doing here. This isn't your first rodeo.
Wouldn't you know? But yeah, it's a yes from me.
What? Why would you say that in public?
Why? What?
Keep our business personal.
Sorry. I will.
In the words of Peter Andre, behind closed doors is best song. Better best than song. Mysterious Girls.
Behind closed doors.
I thought you were going to sing Behind Blue Eyes there for a second.
Would this cool move be enough? Oh, of course it would.
Imagine if he's just sort of sat there, like maybe like Andrade ends up on the ropes with his leg, like, like one of the French girls he pinned. And he's got it's cool as out that.
That would be cool. Yeah, I'll give it a yes. Yeah. Go on, that is cool. It's cool.
That would be very cool.
Yes.
You've done it again.
He's on one. He's on a streak, I tell they
a
said.
A town down.
I don't know what that was. Right, we're going over to the SmackDown Women's title match as well, everybody. This one's been personal, hasn't it? We've seen all sorts, jabs, jibes, everything on the old social medias and whatnot.
Very nasty.
Ooh-wee. So throughout the match, we see both women trying to lock in their submission. Just at any given opportunity, it becomes clear it's very much a who can make who tap out first situation. Who can embarrass the other the most? And what would be more embarrassing, right, than tapping out to your own finisher? My goodness gracious me. Natalya goes for the armbar on Ronda. She gets it locked in, and it looks like Ronda might tap, but Rousey manages to lift Natalya up into the fireman's carry position. She hits a Piper's Pit. But Ronda isn't done there. She locks in the sharpshooter to add insult to injury. In the middle of the ring, it looks like there's no hope left for Natalya until tag partner Shayna Baszler, where's she been? Blasts it down to ringside. Come on, Natty, you can do it, she says, just like that. Mm-hmm. In that accent. She rallies her tag partner to pick herself up and move closer to the ropes. Come on, that can do it. And she begins to do so. She's close, fingertips away when Ronda starts calling for the ref. My arm, she's screaming. With the sharpshooter still locked in. However, she maybe loosens it slightly to represent the apparent damage from the armbar that Natalya did to Ronda Rousey, right?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It's legit, guys, right? The ref is asking, are you all right, Ronda? And she's still got this, she's kind of got this sharpshooter in a little, like, there's still a bit of force behind it, but not as much as before. Her face is showing some distress. Whilst this is happening, Shayna is rallying for Natty still. Come on, come get the rope. Why is she still shouting?
Come on.
He dramatically reaches and grabs the bottom rope. With the ref distracted, though, with Ronda, and the hold still isn't broken. In the blink of an eye, Shayna grabs the fingers of Natalya and snaps them apart,
what?
Making her let go of the bottom rope. We then see Ronda's face turn from a distressed look into a smirk as all of a sudden she gains all her strength yet again to pull Natty into the middle of the ring and sink the sharpshooter in even deeper. And then Natty taps out. Post-match, and then, like, imagining a visual, right, where Natalya is slowly, like, crawling towards Shayna, who's on the outside still asking why. Why have you done this to me? What have you done all this for? And she's, like, reaching out to grab her, only for Ronda, gets the ankle lock in, right, on Natty, and then Shayna comes in, gets the carry for the clutch in at the same time, and there's a new alliance between the best mates. Mm. Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler.
And then... what's even better is Natalia's sister can come down in a sexy nurse's outfit
yeah.
and be really inappropriate with her biological sister.
That sounds good.
Because after Ronda Rousey pointed this out on Twitter, I took myself over to the Night Heart.
Have you
YouTube
never
channel.
Seen it before?
So, I remember someone on Reddit shared the slap on the pectoral.
Yeah. Yep. That's a video.
But my God, they get up to some fun they do in the Night Heart. Really fun.
This one for me was based on, obviously, we know that Ronda and Shayna are actually like real life best mates. Mm. There was an Instagram video, I think, that Ronda posted of her and Shayna talking about stuff. And Ronda was like, why are you not in my corner? And Shayna's like, well, you know, you're my best friend and she's my tag partner. I'm trying to stay out of this. And I was like, "That there's a difference there, isn't there, between you're my best mate and you're my tag partner. Mm. Like, I feel like something could potentially happen there. Also, there's not much of a women's tag division at the moment in WWE either, is there?
There's about four women.
Yeah.
So you want to form a new tag team?
Well, not a new tag team, but maybe just like a new stable that necessarily doesn't have to...
A new storyline. I get it.
Something a little bit different that breaks Shayna away from Natalya.
And away from the evil clasps.
The evil
whatever
sister tatty slapping lady that is Natalya.
Honestly, if you haven't been on their channels,
that's exactly what it is.
Me and Jack Atkins were watching. Were you watching as well? How to make sexy cupcake?
You sent me it and I ignored it, but I heard you dissecting it through my headphones.
Fraser had a great time.
Yeah, this was just hours ago as well at the time of recording.
Was it?
Yeah, it was today in the office. Yeah, we've now scrubbed the work computers.
Yeah, I was going to say you'll have to do that.
I want to give it a yes, Andrew, with one caveat.
Yeah.
But it's such a nitpicky.
No, you can nitpick.
It's just
that
if you've seen this week's WWE TV, you'll know that I think on SmackDown, Shayna's now randomly Sonya Deville's pal with Jaya Lee.
She don't have to be though, does she?
Yeah,
she don't have to be. You do whatever you want.
But no, it's a yes from me.
Thank you.
There's a visual from the Attitude Era used in many video packages where The Undertaker and Kane are walking down the ramp when they were the sort of, before the 2001 Brothers of Destruction, like the 98 ones. That's what I can see there with Shayna and Ronda. So it's a yes from me.
Whoa.
Where's Marina Shafir and Jessamine? Well, we know,
where Shafir is. Well, get Duke involved. That'd be pretty cool.
What did?
Or maybe involve some of the, or maybe involve some of the new, like maybe I don't know, Shotzi Blackheart or something. This would be like a turn, I think, for Ronda at the same point. Like she goes heel.
No, I think Shotzi needs to lead the revolution against them.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, she's got tattoos and that. She's cool.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Your tattoos. Yeah.
Yeah.
Solid. Solid. There you go. Right,
excellent
Jack.
Stuff.
What's
right.
your next one?
My next one is prefaced with the sentence, "This will never happen." But it's fun to imagine.
Yeah.
It's fun to pretend. It's the men's Money in the Bank ladder match. But if you look at Wikipedia, right, the most valuable source for all wrestling information, you'll see that the women's Money in the Bank ladder match has 7 participants confirmed. The men's one has 6, and there's still a slot TBD to be decided.
Yeah.
Which is weird because there was the last chance battle royal on Raw this week and the Ezekiel Kevin Owens match, which just never happened on the show. So I'm sure they'll find some way to get one of those lads in on SmackDown maybe. But for the purposes of this, I'm going to leave that slot free because 6 blokes are in the ring And then we get a final participant. And over the speakers, it goes, wrestling has more than one royal family. But it's not Cody Rhodes' voice, right?
Oh.
Then you hear...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I know, yeah. Crazy. Not the pop I was expecting, I've got to be honest, but it's all right.
It's something I never considered.
It's MJF. And he comes down and obviously ends up winning the match. And we have a case where there's a free agent slash AEW contracted star with the Money in the Bank briefcase. What's going on?
What?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. I've not really worked it out. But I do have a further storyline which just kind of ignores the whole AEW side of things and what on earth happens there.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be great if he showed up on AEW TV with the briefcase?
Oh, give over, man.
Yes.
Stop it.
But anyway, Cody comes back and wins the Rumble. And it all leads to a situation where night one of WrestleMania is Cody versus MJF for the briefcase and thereby the right to cash in on night two against the winner of Roman Reigns and The Rock.
Oh.
And I think the Roman should beat The Rock. Cody should beat MJF. And then Cody should beat Roman in the, on night two. But yes, there you go, there you have it. I mean, it's impossible logistically. I've got no idea how it would work. But
it's what we want to happen.
It is.
It's
what we want to happen.
And as we all know, yeah, when it comes to fantasy booking as a whole, real life implications are just left to one side just to make yourself look better than you really are.
Yes, yeah, that's true.
So there we go. It's a yes from me.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a yes from me as well. That'd just be like unbelievable if that did happen. It would be incredible.
That was the Undertaker streak ending of pitches.
Yeah, it was.
That was my reaction there.
You
I'm that far in the front row.
It's like that.
Ever considered MJF in the World Wrestling Federation?
That would be, oh my God.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, they got the video packages, didn't they? From the AEW.
That's honestly what yeah, inspired this.
Imagine.
Pitch. Yeah.
What video packages?
The John Cena thing.
Oh yes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. The forbidden door's being. This is the forbidden window next to the forbidden
door.
Yeah.
The frosted glass.
The frosted glass. The bathroom window. I'm going to the women's Money in the Bank ladder match now, which appears to me, as an expert in predictions over the last 5 years, a shoo-in for Becky Lynch, as we're sat here on Tuesday afternoon. So I would like Becky Lynch to come into this, a crazed, maniacal, ass-kicking machine at Money in the Bank. She's making prison bitches out of everyone in the match. Not just normal bitches, but prison bitches. It's the step up from normal bitches.
Is that a new catchphrase?
Aye. I'll make a prison bitch out of you. It's an absolute cakewalk, so it is. But earlier in the night, we saw that Shotzi, who was one of the seven lasses in the match, has been maimed.
Maimed?
So she can't be in the match. Crucially, no replacement has been named. With the entire field down, Becky is scaling the ladder and is just about to pluck the briefcase when... dramatic ellipsis. Something falls from the sky. Something does. It lands on Becky, who's 3/4 of the way up the ladder, but it causes her to fall back down to the mat. What is this thing? Oh my! My voice is going again, says Michael Cole. Could it be? I don't know. Pat, what is it? Pat hasn't got a Scooby-Doo either. With the rest of the field still down, that's how much of a maniacal last-kicking machine Becky Lynch has been at Money in the Bank. Becky picks up this thing, which is quite big. It's like, imagine Joseph in his Technicolor dream coat when he has to pick up his coat lengthways.
Yeah.
We're thinking that sort of length and whatnot. Maybe a bit longer. I've lost myself here. She's like, what the bleeding hell is this, you big hairy ballocks? Because that's how all Irish people speak apparently now in my world. She lays it down on this mat, this thing that's knocked her off the ladder, and it's wounded. And we know this because we can see a slit in the belly of this creature.
What's going on?
What do you think it is, everybody?
I've got no idea. I'm really...
It's a slit in the belly of this thing. It's quite long. It's fallen from the sky. It's heavy enough to cause Becky to fall off the ladder.
It's not Drew McIntyre's sword from the previous...
No. That would be a decapitation if that fell from the roof of the arena.
I have no... I'm thinking...
Basilisk, Professor?
Sorry, no.
It's a wounded Bailey body.
I was going to say that,
oh, my God!
Then,
but it's a that sad...
It's shanky!
It's one... It's one with a sad face because Bailey's a heel now, but you still stab the bitch. Bailey's back. Bailey's a prison bitch. Next thing we know, the briefcase is now being lifted to the rafters where we see Bailey looking like Prime Sting with a proper massive comedy wrench hoisting the briefcase up to where she is in the rafters. She's put the distraction down. She's knocked Becky off. She's going She plucks the briefcase and runs away. Bailey is Miss Money in the Bank because, as Brock Lesnar proved back in 2019 once again, you can just announce yourself as a replacement for someone who can't be there and walk away with the briefcase. Sami Zayn back in 2019.
Yeah.
Shotzi in my pitch here. We could come out of this multiple ways. I don't care which way we go. I think it'll all be cracking stuff. We could have Becky versus Bailey. We could just have Pam be Mrs. Money in the Bank. I call her Pam. We're good friends, me and Pam. Yeah. Pamela Martinez. She lives at 56. No. we could just have her be Money in the Bank for longer than one day, because that's the one thing that can't happen with this pitch. Bailey cannot cash in on the same night, because I saw this from Big Sean Ross Sapp. Peace up. Carmella, he tweeted out the other day, Carmella is the only woman still to hold the briefcase longer than a full day.
Oh, the only woman ever?
No way.
Wow, that's rubbish.
That is rubbish, yeah. It's been around since 2018, everybody. So yeah, have Bailey potentially have it for the full year. You could have the Becky and Bailey.
Oh, but Carmella's run with it was when she kept trying to cash in and the ref was like,
Mike Chioda, yeah. He got confused, didn't he?
How can you get confused?
He was released soon after. There we go. Pamela just being an evil villain.
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
It's a yes from me.
It's very good. It's a yes from me too. Sure. I was scared at first. I was like, oh, a dead pigeon's just falling.
I thought it was an animal of some sort.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a boar.
Well, you'd have to describe a Bailey buddy as a creature, wouldn't
you? And then I was
worried. Being.
I was worried as well, because obviously we've had, what was it? Was it Mustafa Ali riding down on Veer as well from the rafters before?
Yeah,
but maybe they just kept him up in the rafters.
Oh,
somewhere.
Yeah, you did pitch that one. Yeah.
That was in Saudi Arabia, though.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
It was Mansoor.
It was Mansoor, of course it was, yeah. So I was a bit worried it could have been Veer there. But no, I'm glad it was a Bailey buddy. And I'm glad it panned out that way. Yeah, I'm glad it panned out that way.
What was your Mustafa Ali? Oh, it's when he got a sick fade and a beard.
I can't remember.
Yeah, wasn't it? I can't even remember. It was a very good one.
I think you've blended two different things there.
I think you buffed him out. You beefed him out.
You did.
And everything.
You can't have him being beefy and flying on the back of Veer.
Well, you can do.
Veer would just go.
Hence why this thing falls from the roof in this match.
It's not even
right?
Me. Sorry, I was reading my
It's all right. My final one is, I think it's a simple one. It's in the Women's Money in the Bank one as well. And I personally would just like to see Liv Morgan win the match.
Whoa!
Me. I think it's possibly the right time for her, especially, you know, I think in what could play out as a fantastic Rise to Championship glory, because we know she's not had any success when it comes to titles so far in WWE since she's been here. She's had none. Paired with like how much the fans are behind her through the peaks and troughs in her booking and everything, like even though she gets quite a few losses, I think people are still very much behind her and want to see her have this like underdog come up, comeuppance, and absolutely just tear through the women's title division. And I think her growth as well over the last few years as a performer has just been really compelling. And I think she wins it. And down the line, we tie back to the Liv Morgan and Rhea storyline, because I think Rhea is going to be the one to beat Bianca Belair in the future.
Oh,
I think
they used
Rhea,
to be friends.
They
course.
Did, right, they did, on. But now with a part of the Judgment Day, and I think if you want to make the Judgment Day a dominant faction, I think they've got to hold some form of gold for a long time at least anyway. So I think we come back around to that, maybe to help solidify Rhea as a dominant world champion, you have her hold the belt for a long while, and then maybe keep Liv on the back foot, even though she's won the briefcase, maybe do like a possible kayfabe injury thing to keep her out and then add to the drama too, of her finally coming back. And then finally, in like the ultimate babyface move, kind of, I think what some of us thought might happen with Cody, if he'd have won the Money in the Bank briefcase, Liv gives like a time and a place for the cash in to really make a deal of what would be like a monumental moment for both Liv and for the fans.
What's the time and the place? WrestleMania,
something. Yeah, I think that would be the biggest one.
Can you read that last line
her?
Properly? Why has he written it down there? A monumental for both Liv and us as fans.
You didn't have to read.
It's fantastic. Really get invested in it.
I love wrestling.
He's a real life superhero.
I love wrestling. but yeah, I just think it'd be a really compelling story. And I think everything sort of like the stars would kind of align, because it almost just writes itself, really, I think.
Do you know what, Andrew? Right. I think you might have called it.
Yeah.
Yes, it looks like Becky Lynch is the favorite, as Ross has said.
Mm.
But her and Asuka might take each other out,
mm-hmm.
and you might have called it.
Maybe
Liv got a win recently.
Yeah,
on Raw, I think.
Yes,
over Alexa Bliss, who I thought was higher than her.
Yeah, I thought Alexa might have won that one.
I think
but
you might have called it.
Oh,
it's a yes from me.
For someone who lived about 7 years of their 30 years on this planet as a loser, I can't know how much longer we can have Liv Morgan be a loser in the World Wrestling Federation before it just loses all effect. Mm. And now is the time. I agree with you. Just have a win. I thought she had a bit more sass on this week's Raw.
Yeah.
When she was having a little chatter with Alexa Bliss. Mm. Had a bit more sass to her. Wasn't a pushover.
She was saying, we're not friends.
Yeah. The old Dandy Warhols.
Yeah, a long time ago.
A long time, maybe.
Have they ever been friends, Liv and Bliss?
They were just blonde, aren't they?
Yeah. No, yeah, I like it.
Thank you.
That's a qualification in WWE, you know, being blonde. And a lady, yeah. Yeah,
you're automatically then like the replacement for any injury or whatever.
You could have been women's champion.
I was literally thinking before
you shaved your head.
I was literally thinking that.
Start growing it back now. I'll give it a year.
I don't think it'll work. I don't think it'll work out.
Right. My final pitch concerns the idea that I think we can all agree. You can get serious for a second. And it's really distasteful that Vince has been inserting himself onto these shows for no good reason, especially because it's been like totally arbitrary. We didn't need him on any of these shows. He's come on to it. He was even taking the pay. It's the 1500th and 17th episode of Raw and all that. So it's time to sort this out and sort out a new head of WWE. And what better way than in a Money in the Bank ladder match? There's going to be a third match on the card.
Ooh.
And it's going to feature the following people. Picture this. To keep it within the realm of kayfabe slightly, you've got Adam Pearce and Sonya Deville in the ring. They're in the match. They're the first two competitors. Everyone's like, well, that's not... Okay. Next up, Style Grace. I'm never going to be demoted. Mm. Welcome to the Queen of the Queendom. It's Stephanie McMahon. Here she comes. Okay. Everyone's like looking at the entrance. Here comes the money. Shane. Time to play the game. Well... He can't really wrestle anymore. But for the purposes of this one, he can, right? He can. Everyone's like, right, we've got two more, I think. We've got two more. They're looking around. Then you get na 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 na.
Oh my God.
It's Linda McMahon.
That was Linda Pop.
The Linda McMahon pop. And finally, to the most evil song in the world, which we can all agree is Golden Brown by the Stranglers, I've put here. Because right. It's a nightmare. I was scared of that song when I was a kid, right?
Scared of it?
It just sounds horrible. With the accordion and that.
I think it sounds nice with the old-fashioned, yieldy... Something... What instrument is that? Was like the
harpsichord?
Harpsichord.
I guess it.
Accordion? I don't know.
The accordion's where you... That is the accordion, yeah.
And I find it... There's something haunting about that song. I had several ideas in mind for the most evil song in the world. I had like the Darth Vader's March from Star Wars. I went for Golden Brown by the Stranglers.
That's fair enough.
It's interesting because I thought there was never a frown with Golden Brown.
Well, for me, I really don't like it at all. also, there's a theory that Golden Brown is referring to drugs in the song.
Which one?
The Golden Brown one.
What comes in Golden Brown?
I reckon it...
Hash?
I don't know. No, worse than that. One of the worst ones.
Oh, a bit of meth.
No,
on the spoon.
What's going on? It also, Andrew, here's a Zelda question for you.
Yeah.
It reminds me of a song from Zelda that haunts me similarly, which is the...
It is the first bit, yeah. It's got that...
My name is Owen.
Which bit of Zelda is that from?
That's Ocarina of Time.
Is it in the clock?
Yes, it is, yeah. I think it's the song of
Storms.
Yeah.
Down to the ring, to a combination of that song and Golden Brown by the Stranglers, the most evil song in the world, comes Nick Khan. And they all have, and he kicks off the match. He punches Linda in the face, and we're off.
Whoa!
Off we go. That wasn't even written down. I just thought. They all have a match to decide who takes over the company, and I've said it all boils down to the big baby face in this scenario, Triple H, and the big heel, Nick Khan. And eventually, Triple H wins and promises to revert the World Wrestling Entertainment Federation to his vision and to make it a bit more like when NXT was class.
Nice.
And they all go home happy.
Nice.
That is Triple H's last match.
I like the idea, but I think there's a bit further we can go. Okay. Because, Dan, this is the thumbnail for today's video. I want you to picture, you know, the shot they always do, like square on where the person's unlatching the briefcase. On this there is Camille, who is Johnny Depp's lawyer. I want Camille to be the winner of this match and therefore the runner and the leader of the WWE.
I love the idea. I love the energy that you've brought. But can we not have that woman in the thumbnail? I don't know if anyone will know. Will they know?
I thought you meant just have her like hanging
Camille.
On the thing.
She's basically royalty now.
Can we not have Nick Khan instead? I think that would make. Who's in charge of the thumbnails? Adam's off this week.
Adam, do what you want, Dan.
Richard normally just does the best pitch.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah, it's a proper competition.
Richard's off in the Balearics, is he?
Oh,
God,
yeah,
living it up with his bike. Right. We're giving away too much private information. So it's a no then, because we can do more.
Oh, it's a yes.
Okay, thank you.
But just the fact that I added that in, I would add that in, just because she's do no wrong, can't she?
Fair enough.
I got three yes.
The papers and that, you know.
Yeah.
I watched the videos. I couldn't escape from that. Every time on Twitter,
just everywhere, right? Yeah. Everywhere. It's a yes from me, though.
Thank you, Andrew. Give
Triple H that match that you definitely, that match there that he definitely wants.
He can not take any big bumps.
No, of course.
Right then, there we go. Well, this has been one of the worst ones in recent memory, I think.
No.
I thought I did all right.
I thought there was some...
Not from you, just
some
generally.
Decent stuff.
Look at how he's done double-sided paper.
To save the planet.
Good
That's
on
good,
you.
That.
How many have you done this time?
I've done three.
That's like my length, that.
I have to space them out so I can read them because I'm not very clever.
And I'm bad at reading as well. Yeah.
Thanks very much, everybody. Thanks for watching as well. And thanks to Ross and Andrew for joining in. And we hope you all look forward very much to Money in the Bank this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
We've got so much content coming out. Lads, help me.
Today is Wednesday. This is when the pitches video is going out.
Yes.
If you're watching this after Wednesday, you may also see on the channel predictions with who? Is it you?
Myself and Tom, who are also doing the live stream on Saturday as well.
Not there again.
No, he's off this week, isn't he?
He wouldn't know hard day's work if it bit him in the face. and then it's... Saturday night, not Sunday night. That's when the live stream happens with on the channel right here with Tom and Andrew. And then Sunday we'll have all the usual content. What happened at WTF?
Mm-hmm.
Probably a couple of news videos in there for a little bit of spath on your Sunday.
Mm. Thank you very much. Yes, there we go. Any further things to add?
No. It's just outside the ladder matches. It's a bollocks card, isn't it? This time?
Yeah.
Then again, we do it every time.
We do.
Under promise, over deliver.
Over deliver.
5 stars, Natalya and Ronda.
It could well be very good. I mean, the Money in the Bank ladder matches often have a good chance of being at least exciting.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
So we hope you all look forward to Money in the Bank. And we hope you'll enjoy it as well. Leave your thoughts and opinions and pitches in the comments section down below. And thanks very much for watching. Stay safe out there, everybody. And we'll see you very soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.